So where did you work in 1949?
I was obviously at school at that time, and between about 1949 and 51, I worked part-time weekends and holidays well in stores, working mainly on a philately counter, which was just inside the main entrance, very prominent position. Mr. Eccles, the managing director, I think had an interest in stamp collecting, and it may have been him who promoted the counter, which was relatively small, but a good turnover of people came along. As I say, I worked on weekends, Saturdays and odd holidays during the year just to earn a bit more pocket money. The interesting thing was that that started me off stamp collecting, which I in fact still do today.
So how old would you have been when you
I left school at 16, but I was working while I was at school in Welling Stores on odd.
Saying that the counter itself used to be by the main entrance?
Just inside the main entrance, yes, yeah, on the left, at the bottom of the stairs. Very prominent position. And as I say, Mr. Eccles was often coming down to look through stock. And it was the guy who ran it, I can't remember his name, but it was a lovely old chap and taught me an awful lot about stamp collecting.
So was it British stamps?
Pretty much all world stuff. Yes, yeah. On occasions, people came in with stamps to sort of get an idea what they were about. And one day when I was there on my own, a lady came in with a book of stamps she bought from the post office, and none of them had any perforations in. And I suggested that I would speak to Mr. Eccles, because the other chap, and I said if she'd like to pop back later on, we could perhaps give her some more insight. In fact, they're probably worth quite a lot of money, but she never came back. The one who got away. Yes,
indeed. Yeah. So was there usually yourself with?
Yeah, I mean, I would just man it up whilst he was on his breaks and things like that. Mm. Otherwise, he was there. Yes.
Yes. Can you remember what sort of hours you might have worked? How much you'd have earned even?
Oh, Lord. I mean, it was absolute pin money. Just a bit of pocket money. And I suppose it was sort of pretty much 9 till 5, a bit of time for lunch, staff canteen. Met a lot of quite interesting people there who worked there. There was a lovely old shop walker, or whatever they're called. She was, we all knew who she was, but she just sort of floated around in the stores. Lovely lady.
Do you remember her name at all?
No. I don't remember her name. I did work on the China counter for some time for various reasons. I don't know why I did. Mainly down in the basement, unpacking great boxes of china, all in straw, getting quite covered in it. I mean, there's sort of a bit of varied interest working in there. Yes, yeah, it was quite fun.
And can you remember how you came by the job in the first place?
Well, I think I wanted to sort of get a bit of pocket money, because I was a keen cyclist at the time and wanted to buy another bike, I think. And so it was a way of earning some money. And lots of us youngsters did work when we could, you know.
Interesting.
And that stair used to go up to the first floor, and then the admin section of Welling Stores was somewhere up above that section. I don't know what's there now. I think it's part of the ladies.
That will be.
Yes. So that was that.
Interesting.
Yeah, good days.
So 9:35. Did you, because you were a sort of part-time worker, did you get the same benefits that others might have been entitled to? Discounts, sports facilities?
No, I don't remember them really existing. It isn't like perhaps John Lewis now. They're partners, aren't they, or something, the people who work there. No, it was straightforward salary. They encouraged young people to work there part-time. There was quite a few of us. But, I mean, obviously you got free lunch breaks and free meals midday up in the staff canteen, which was all very nice, yeah. And they were very, very good with young people. Lots of There were quite a few interesting people there who showed interest in youngsters, I think. Mm. Yes, yeah. Mm. Sort of like to see them improving.
That's good. When you come to mind that you'd like to share your recollections of?
Not particularly. Mm. It was just a nice place to be. There was never any animosity or aggro. And we all just enjoyed our time there.
Yes. So am I right in thinking there would have been the stamp counter in the stores? But was there also a post office?
No, that was across in Howard's Gate.
I see, that's where the lady got the sheet without the perforations.
And then she walked
on.
Round to us. And,
So in a way you were competing, weren't you, for
no,
trade?
No, we were only selling collector's stamps as opposed to normal stamps, postage stamps, all world stuff. And there was quite a turnover because I don't know where it came from, but they would buy in quite a lot of quantity of stuff. And it all had to be split up into stock sheets and folders and things. And it was nice to see it. And I've still got some of the stamps, which I collected when I was there.
So was it quite a secure area?
No, it wasn't.
No?
No, it was quite open. I think very much like when in stores generally. I mean, there were shop walkers, floor walkers, generally around. But again, at night time, everything was locked down. But in those days, stamps weren't particularly high valued. It's not the same as perhaps Stanley Gibbons now as a known name, who deal in thousands of pounds worth of individual stamps, you know. It certainly wasn't that. But it was general interest, hobbyists, collectors, place where a lot of people turned up,
Do you recall seeing some stamps where at the time you just thought, wow?
Well, not particularly, because I think you were displaying stuff which was pretty run-of-the-mill current stuff going through. There might well have been a specialist collector's section, but I obviously wasn't experienced in that sort of thing and really didn't have anything to do with that. Although I now deal with a lot more expensive and interesting stamps.
So it really sparked your enthusiasm.
Well, it's a stamp collecting is always one of those things that you can put away and you come back to.
We had a nice canteen to actually go and have lunch in.
Yes, and seem to recollect there were sort of Christmas parties and things for, I don't know if it was departmental or for the whole, but they had a very nice restaurant, a dance hall. I think it's a restaurant now, but it used to be a dance hall restaurant. I went to quite a lot of parties there